The fourth commandment, honor your father and your mother. After studying the first three commandments regarding our duties to God, we are going to consider now the remaining seven commandments regarding our neighbor, and which could be summed up as, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Let us begin with the fourth commandment, honor your father and your mother. God wishes that, after him, we honor our parents, who have given us life and have transmitted to us their knowledge about God. But this commandment also includes those members of our family, such as grandparents and ancestors, to whom we owe honor, affection, and recognition. This commandment also includes the duties of students towards their teachers, employees towards employers, subordinates towards superiors, citizens towards their country, and those who rule and govern. Meaning of the fourth commandment. Parents are the instruments willed by God to bring new lives into this world. Parents, in addition to life, provide their children with food and education so that they may grow, mature, and receive all the help needed to obtain the life of holiness proper to God's children. The fourth commandment reminds us of our obligations to our parents: love, respect, and obedience. The conduct of Jesus towards Mary, his mother, and towards Joseph, who acted as his father, is an example that should be imitated by all. The fourth commandment also includes the respect and obedience due to those who occupy positions of authority, such as teachers, ecclesiastical and civil authorities, the leaders of one's country, and so on. Duties of children towards their parents. Love. The first duty of a child to his parents is to love them. And love is manifested with deeds. We have to pray for them, to give them motives to be happy and cheerful, and to help them within our possibilities, particularly when they are sick or old. Respect and gratitude. Respect for parents is shown through a sincere veneration and reverence when we speak with or about them. It is a serious lack of respect to intimidate, despise, insult, or offend them in any way, or to be ashamed of them. If parents have some defect or peculiarity, especially when they grow old, or if they do not behave properly, we have to pray, understand, and excuse them, hiding their defects and trying to help them to overcome those defects without ever making any critical comments. Due obedience. Parents should be obeyed with prompt and diligent obedience as long as their wish is not against God's will. Obedience requires effort, for it is much easier to rebel by seeking always our own whims. True obedience requires a noble heart and overcoming our own selfishness. Other obligations of the fourth commandment. The fourth commandment includes, besides parents, other persons to whom obedience, love, and respect are due. Brothers. Older brothers and sisters have a special duty to give good example and to avoid anger, quarrels, and envy. In a word, selfishness. Relatives and friends. Love and respect for the family includes especially grandparents, uncles and aunts, cousins and friends. Teachers and benefactors. They represent our parents and deserve our gratitude and respect. Pastors of the church. We are also children of the church, and we have to love those who govern our souls. We have to pray for them and to obey their instructions. Our loyalty implies never to gossip about them. Duties towards our country and civil authorities. Since all authority comes from God, we should love and serve our country, respect and obey civil authorities and the law, provided that they are just. Duties of parents towards their children. Parents should love, sustain, and educate their children, provide for their spiritual and material needs, giving them a solid human and Christian formation. In order to achieve this, they ought to pray for them and employ adequate means, such as giving them good example, counseling them, taking them to good schools, being watchful over their friendships, and so on. Once they have counseled their children, parents ought to respect and encourage their offspring's vocation, both on the human and supernatural planes, when they choose their path in life. To observe with love the duties of this commandment, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph make up the Holy Family, the model of all families, where affection, obedience, and joy reigned. In our families, too, love for God and for others because of God should be the reason for fulfilling our duties in every moment of the day. Observing the fourth commandment brings with it a reward. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land that Yahweh your God is giving you. God blesses with spiritual and material blessings of peace and prosperity. On the contrary, not keeping this commandment entails serious harm, not only for individuals, but also for the community. Resolutions for Christian life. Examine your conscience to see if you fulfill your duties towards your parents, brothers, and superiors. Pray every day for your parents, brothers, and superiors.